Java Dog with Janice Wolf and Wyatt and Whispity Bunny Dog and Fallon and Kira and little Lexapro because she makes everyone happy. It is Friday, and of course that means I get to have fun for an hour and teach you guys all kinds of new and wonderful things. One of the things I want to talk about first today is some of the current events going on. You know, every day there seems like there's another person who's convicted of animal abuse. And, you know, I'm starting to see a pattern. Sometimes it's not all true. Sometimes it certainly is. But sometimes you get a neighborhood where they don't like dogs. Can you imagine? And you might have a person who is just a miserable excuse for a human being and does nothing but complain and whine about somebody having a dog or a dog walking by a property. And I'm starting to see a pattern. There are terrible animal abusers. And I am not condoning that because that is the worst, lowest scum of the earth. But I think sometimes when we see that there have been multiple complaints, we don't realize that they can be from multiple nasty neighbors. Now, there was one in North Carolina I just happened to see because we have a number of people in North Carolina from United Canine Professionals and from Merlin's Kids. And what happened is the family lived in basically a gated community, and there was a limit on the size of the dog that they were allowed to have, you know, in this gated community. So this family got a little puppy that was supposed to only grow to less than 30 pounds. Well, it's 75 pounds and still growing. And they want them to either get rid of the puppy, who's, you know, getting bigger and bigger by the moment, and they want to get rid of that or make these people move out of the neighborhood. Well, my question is, why would you want to live near people who don't want to be around dogs? I mean, there's a major personality misfunction when you have people who don't like animals, and certain animals, when they only like that one animal, I'm not going to say what it is, they tend to be loners. They tend not to be very social beings. But the problem, of course, is this poor family who just happens to have this dog, and, you know, the dog is it's a big dog now. So they're being faced with either leaving their neighborhood completely or, in the alternative, getting rid of this dog. It's a rescue dog. So I think there has to be a certain amount of sanity. You know, when you have people calling and they're complaining, you know, you have one neighbor who's constantly complaining that, you know, you have, you know, oh, the dog is barking and the dog is doing this and the dog is doing that. Well, you know, I bet you a lot of times that's not true at all. So try not to be a whiner and a complainer. Or if you do have somebody who is complaining about every single time the dog poops or smells something or goes near the fence, you know, think about it. The people who don't like animals, they are dysfunctional. They are imperfect. They are really wrong. So we are right because we love animals. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about that family in North Carolina and giving them some support because I got to admit, I mean, it's just tough. What do? You rescue a dog and the dog grows too much and now you got to get rid of the dog or move out? So there should be, the same way as we have restrictions on who can live there, we should have general restrictions of how many minutes a day or how many hours a day you're allowed to have loud noises. So your obnoxious neighbor's obnoxious teenage son who sits there and washes his car on a Sunday afternoon and has the radio blasting, he should not be allowed to blast his radio because you are not allowed to play with your dog and let your dog bark a couple times. Or running on the deck. Oh, there was a lady who emailed me. She's getting kicked out of her homeowners. Her association is coming after her because she has a little dog and she has a balcony and her little dog runs and plays on the balcony. And as the dog runs and plays on the balcony, It makes little toenail noises, and it's disturbing the tenants below. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. Why can't we all just get along, in the famous words of that wonderful guy, Rodney King? Why can't we all just get along? Why do we all have to look for things to piss each other off and to irritate each other? Why don't we just try to get along? So you know what? You've got six screaming, bratty kids running around in your yard at the screaming at the top of their lungs, and they make, you know, your neighbor's Yorkie yap. So why does the Yorkie get in trouble, but the screaming brats with the parents, the absentee parents, they don't get in trouble? Well, that's the problem wrong with this world. This world has a major, major malfunction. I think, and join me, and you can email in if you want, or get in touch with us on Facebook with United K9 Professionals or Merlin's Kids. You can get in touch with us, and you tell us what you think. Should dogs have the same rights as children do? Shouldn't they? Shouldn't a dog be able to run and play and use its outdoor voice sometimes? Shouldn't a child be able to run and play sometimes and use its outdoor voice? Well, dogs are like kids, and for me, I don't have kids. A lot of you don't have kids. If you don't have kids, your dogs are your kids. So if you want to teach your dog to speak or you want to play with your dog, it's your child. So how is it different? Why do we have different rules for children versus rules for dogs? You know, and the other thing I see a lot of, we're working with by phone with a lady who's got some pretty serious big dog issues, because her big dogs, she's had the dogs for a long time, her neighbor got goats. Well, what do goats look like? They look like some kind of wild thing that dogs were, you know, bred to cordon off. Well, she's got two gigantic, they're believe it or not, in the herding breed, they're not AKC, but they are these gigantic dogs. Well, they think these goats are, you know, things that they're supposed to run around and keep in a circle. So the woman with the dogs has to either get rid of her dogs or move, because the neighbor got these goats. She didn't have them when she moved in. She just got goats. I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up. But in the concept, in the general realm of what you should and shouldn't do, just try to be nice. Try to be good. Try to be helpful to the world. You know, I've said it again. When you leave this earth, your obituary, I know this is a really weird thing, but your obituary should say, she left the world a better place than when she came into the world. How many of you can say that? How many of the rotten neighbors who call up on your dog because your dog barked three times at 8:06 p.m., how many of those rotten neighbors have done anything good for anybody in the world? But you have. We're going to talk about how you can be a part of the helpful solution in this world instead of the rotten, disastrous, nasty neighborly group in this world. So please stay tuned. We're going to be right back in just a moment.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Love a Dog with Janice Wolf and Wyatt and Whispity Bunny Dog and Fallon and Kira and little Lexapro, because she makes everyone happy. It is Friday, and of course that means I get to have fun for an hour and teach you guys all kinds of new and wonderful things. One of the things I want to talk about first today is some of the current events going on. You know, every day there seems like there's another person who's convicted of animal abuse. And, you know, I'm starting to see a pattern. Sometimes it's not all true. Sometimes it certainly is. But sometimes you get a neighborhood where they don't like dogs. Can you imagine? And you might have a person who is just a miserable excuse for a human being and does nothing but complain and whine about somebody having a dog or a dog walking by a property. And I'm starting to see a pattern. There are terrible animal abusers. And I am not condoning that, because that is the worst, lowest scum of the earth. But I think sometimes when we see that there have been multiple complaints, we don't realize that they can be from multiple nasty neighbors. Now, there was one in North Carolina I just happened to see, because we have a number of people in North Carolina from United Canine Professionals and from Merlin's Kids. And what happened is the family lived in basically a gated community, and there was a limit on the size of the dog that they were allowed to have, you know, in this gated community. So this family got a little puppy that was supposed to only grow to less than 30 pounds. Well, it's 75 pounds and still growing. And they want them to either get rid of the puppy, who's, you know, getting bigger and bigger by the moment, and they want to get rid of that or make these people move out of the neighborhood. Well, my question is, why would you want to live near people who don't want to be around dogs? I mean, there's a major personality misfunction when you have people who don't like animals, and certain animals, when they only like that one animal, I'm not going to say what it is, they tend to be loners. They tend not to be very social beings. But the problem, of course, is this poor family who just happens to have this dog. And, you know, the dog is it's a big dog now. So they're being faced with either leaving their neighborhood completely or, in the alternative, getting rid of this dog. It's a rescue dog. So I think there has to be a certain amount of sanity. You know, when you have people calling and they're complaining, you know, you have one neighbor who's constantly complaining that, you know, you have, you know, oh, the dog is barking, and the dog is doing this, and the dog is doing that. Well, you know, I bet you a lot of times that's not true at all. So try not to be a whiner and a complainer, or if you do have somebody who is complaining about every single time the dog poops or smells something or goes near the fence, you know, think about it. The people who don't like animals, they are dysfunctional. They are imperfect. They are really wrong. So we are right because we love animals. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about that family in North Carolina and giving them some support, because I got to admit, I mean, it's just tough. What do? You rescue a dog and the dog grows too much and now you got to get rid of the dog or move out? So there should be, the same way as we have restrictions on who can live there, we should have general restrictions of how many minutes a day or how many hours a day you're allowed to have loud noises. So your obnoxious neighbor's obnoxious teenage son, who sits there and washes his car on a Sunday afternoon and has the radio blasting, he should not be allowed to blast his radio, because you are not allowed to play with your dog and let your dog bark a couple times. Or running on the deck. Oh, there was a lady who emailed me. She's getting kicked out of her homeowners. Her association is coming after her because she has a little dog and she has a balcony, and her little dog runs and plays on the balcony. And as the dog runs and plays on the balcony, it makes little toenail noises, and it's disturbing the tenants below. So So, I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. Why can't we all just get along, in the famous words of that wonderful guy, Rodney King? Why can't we all just get along? Why do we all have to look for things to piss each other off and to irritate each other? Why don't we just try to get along? So you know what? You've got six screaming, bratty kids running around in your yard at the screaming at the top of their lungs, and they make, you know, your neighbor's Yorkie yap. So why does the Yorkie get in trouble, but the screaming brats with the parents, the absentee parents, they don't get in trouble? Well, that's the problem wrong with this world. This world has a major, major malfunction. I think, and join me, and you can email in if you want, or get in touch with us on Facebook with United K9 Professionals or Merlin's Kids. You can get in touch with us, and you tell us what you think. Should dogs have the same rights as children do? Shouldn't they? Shouldn't a dog be able to run and play and use its outdoor voice sometimes? Shouldn't a child be able to run and play sometimes and use its outdoor voice? Well, dogs are like kids, and for me, I don't have kids. A lot of you don't have kids. If you don't have kids, your dogs are your kids. So if you want to teach your dog to speak or you want to play with your dog, it's your child. So how is it different? Why do we have different rules for children versus rules for dogs? You know, and the other thing I see a lot of, we're working with by phone with a lady who's got some pretty serious big dog issues, because her big dogs, she's had the dogs for a long time, her neighbor got goats. Well, what do goats look like? They look like some kind of wild thing that dogs were, bred to cordon off. Well, she's got two gigantic, they're believe it or not, in the herding breed, they're not AKC, but they are these gigantic dogs. Well, they think these goats are, you know, things that they're supposed to run around and keep in a circle. So the woman with the dogs has to either get rid of her dogs or move, because the neighbor got these goats. She didn't have them when she moved in. She just got goats. I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up. But in the concept, in the general realm of what you should and shouldn't do, just try to be nice. Try to be good. Try to be helpful to the world. You know, I've said it again. When you leave this earth, your obituary, I know this is a really weird thing, but your obituary should say, she left the world a better place than when she came into the world. How many of you can say that? How many of the rotten neighbors who call up on your dog because your dog barked three times at 8:06 p.m., how many of those rotten neighbors have done anything good for anybody in the world? But you have. We're going to talk about how you can be a part of the helpful solution in this world instead of the rotten, disastrous, nasty neighborly group in this world. So please stay tuned. We're going to be right back in just a moment.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And I'm full of fire and brimstone today because I am possessed by evil people who don't like animals and who are trying to complain so much that they create a situation that we won't be able to own animals. It's like that darn PETA. Should be pain in the ass. But PETA, that's another group. You know, I used to donate so much money to that group. Do you know what their whole purpose is? To end companion animal ownership. They want everyone to be vegan, and they want there to be no more companion animals. So I guess all when the wolves and the bears and the animals come up to your campsite, I guess you're just supposed to be natural forage for them, right? They're supposed to be able to eat you, and you shouldn't complain about it, because that's what PETA wants. Well, you have other people who are a pain in the royal arse because they are trying to enact legislation that is going to prevent us all from owning dogs. Now, let's just say slippery slope here. Let's just say for a moment we've got a dog, and it's a mixed breed dog, and it's probably really a boxer mix. But it could also be a pit bull. It could also be a mastiff. It could be a Great Dane. It could be almost any dog. As soon as that dog nips at a kid or jumps at a kid or barks or whines or does whatever it is, it's a pit bull. And those pit bulls are terrible. Pit bulls kill small babies in their sleep. We have to start fighting, not just the pity lovers, because we're just working with a new rescue group that is in Missouri, outside Jefferson City. They're doing pit bull rescues. You can't just say, oh, I don't have a pit bull. You have to help these people. We have to help each other. Unfortunately, what's going on is that more and more of these companies are coming in, these people who are doing different things, and they're saying, ah, we are only after the pit bulls because they are dangerous. So we are only after the pit bulls. But what really happens is they come in under the pretense of we're just going after pit bulls because you know how dangerous they are? You know Michael Vick, he was terrible, and his pit bulls ripped children apart in their sleep. So they go after it very innocuously, very sneaky, very this like ominously, and very, very, in a very nasty way. Just imagine like this creeping sludge. And they get in there, and they start getting different laws passed and ordinances. Well, we're not going to allow those vicious pit bulls or pit bull mixes. We have this really cool thing, and I know I've seen something very similar circulating around on some of the social media. We have this really cool thing, and it says, what is a pit bull? And what we have is it shows a pit bull, then it shows a chihuahua, then it shows maybe a boxer, then it might show a Yorkie, then it might show a cat, then it might show a computer or a TV, and it says these are all pit bulls. That's the problem. First of all, pit bull is not a breed, okay? American Staffordshire Bull Terriers are a breed. Pit bulls, there is no such thing an American Pit Bull Terrier in AKC. It is not a breed. It is a group of dogs who have a certain look to them. Now, if you look at temperament of American Staffordshire Bull Terriers, those are the best dogs in the world. I very rarely get phone calls for American Staffordshire Terriers or English Staffordshire Terriers. We call them Staffies. Those are those dogs that we knew as kids. They were just great dogs, and they have great temperament. I do very few of those. I do remarkably few pit bulls. I do more golden doodle mixes and labradoodle and all these designer disasters. I do far more of those in my daily ventures with all the dogs. I do many more of them than I do pit bulls, especially purebred. So the problem is that it's a slippery slope. So you start with, we only want to outlaw pit bulls and pit bull mixes. So now, what is a pit bull? Well, a boxer kind of looks like a pit bull, right? A bulldog mix might look like a pit bull. a ridgeless Rhodesian Ridgeback, maybe? Would maybe look like a pit bull? How about a lab with a big blocky head that happens to have a very short coat? That looks like a pit bull. How about a shaved-down golden? That looks like a pit bull. So the problem is, the people who do not like dogs or do not want dogs are going to try to get us through a very slippery slope to try to get the dogs gone out of homeowners associations so that when you move into a building, you're not allowed to have a dog. When you move into a neighborhood, you're not allowed to have a certain kind of dog. All of those things that are happening that you don't realize are happening in your own neighborhood. Do something about it. Do something before your own ability to have your dog is taken away from you. And the beginning of that is, don't complain about somebody else's dog to the police. Because what happens, if you can talk to that person and say, hey, listen, I love dogs too. Your dog's barking a lot, you know, and I just feel like I don't want to call the police. I don't want to make a big thing about it. Would you just mind? 9 times out of 10, you're going to have the person go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't realize he was barking. I'll try to keep him quiet. And you ended it. Deal with the person to person. If you call the police because your neighbor's dog is barking at your dog, eventually there's going to be an ordinance that nobody's going to be able to have a dog. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. And stand up for other dog owners who might be in trouble, who might need help. Because if we don't stand up for the people who have the dogs like the Pits and the Rotties and Dobies and Shepherds and Chows and Akitas and all the dangerous, scary breeds, and yes, some of them deservedly so, but you know what? I've never had a stray Akita run down the street and try to attack me. I have had an obnoxious little dogs, chihuahuas, and little things, because people don't care. They're like, oh, sorry, he got out of the house. If that were, you know, a 100-pound dog that did that, we'd be calling the cops. So try to handle things as much as possible by you know, kind of encouraging your dog-owning, dog-loving friends to stick up for each other, to stand up together, and not to just, you know, have that attitude that, you know, oh, you know, your dog's doing this or that, because we all are shooting ourselves in the foot. So to the gentleman who had the beautiful little golden doodle who we now have, she's doing great. But you know what? I don't understand why you want to live in a neighborhood that considers your dog to be a dangerous dog, when all it was trying to do on your property was bark at somebody to keep them off because you're ill and you have issues. I don't understand that. If somebody said you get rid of the dogs or you move out of your apartment, well, I wouldn't be in an apartment, first of all, unless I owned it. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, well, I'm keeping my dogs. I don't care. Why would you want to live near those people? So we're going to talk about in the next segment a little bit about what you can do to help people who need help. When you see something on Facebook or you see something on other social media about someone who's got a problem with a dog, help them and get them in touch with us at United Canine Professionals, because we can testify as an expert witness. We can rehabilitate the dog, and then they don't have to lose the dog. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with the ever-spirited Janice Wolf. Well, today we're talking about breed-specific legislation and how you can help people. You know, we all see these things on the social media sites, and it's like, oh my gosh, this dog, you know, he needs to be adopted. And that dog, you know, he needs to be adopted. And, you know, this family can't keep the dog because it nipped at the grandkid, or, you know, the neighbors don't like the dog or whatever. That happens. We have that kind of stuff happening. And that happens all the time. You can let them know that there is help for them. All right? There is help. So United Canine Professionals will help whoever it is with their dog. Now, it might be very, very simple things that they might just have to, modify a couple of little simple things, and everything will be good as gold. But it also could be something more important, more pressing, like a dog bite, or like somebody who did something to a dog, and the dog, you know, is having a problem because of it now. So, you know, if a dog, especially a rescue dog, if it does something, I think we need to help rescue dogs because, you know, every rescue dog that's out there is that way because of a failed human or a failed excuse of a human. Why do rescue dogs get such a bad name? We hear that all the time. Well, it's a rescue. Like, oh, it's okay. Like, hey, my kid is adopted. That's why he's got an attitude and he likes to kill people. No. The problem is we don't hold everybody accountable. It's not okay for any dog to do certain things. It's also not okay for any person to be a complete imbecile and be nasty and mean and create problems. So, you know, again, the focus should be on us helping each other. Why can't we help each other and help others who are in trouble? And I'm not talking about by just necessarily donating money. What I'm talking about is in order for people to understand, like you say, oh, yeah, I've got a dog. It's the best dog in the world. Well, that's wonderful. But how about if you rescued that dog? Instead of the dog you have this dog. And because now you have this dog instead of the other dog that just bit the child, now you feel like, wow, I'm so lucky because I'm a really good owner. But, you know, sometimes dogs do stupid things. Sometimes kids do stupid things. And we should be banding together and helping. When you see somebody on social media who says, oh, no, my dog just did this or that, I don't want to have to get rid of him, I am facing a dangerous dog complaint, or, you know, my neighbor's kid ran into the yard, my dog got scared, the kid tried to take the bone away, and the dog bit the kid. And why is it our kids, why is it the dog's fault when there are this kid came into the neighbor's yard? If you're on my property and my dogs don't eat you, you're lucky. Consider yourself very lucky. So when you guys see things on social media, when you hear about these stories and people don't know where to turn, have them call our 800 number. We will help them for free. And if we are in somewhere nearby to them, we can actually help them, even help testify to get their dog into the treatment that it needs and also prevent it from getting that dangerous dog label. So call our 800 number. It's easy, 855-4-K-9-PROS, 855-4-K-9-PROS, P-R-O-S. You can also have them come on our website as www.unitedk9professionals.com, and we will help those people. We get probably 6 or 7 easily every week people who don't know what to do because their dog, who was the best dog in the world, bit somebody or knocked somebody down or did whatever it was, and people don't know where to turn. Where do you turn when you decide, like, hey, I want to fight this. I want to fight this whole thing. I don't like the concept that my dog is going to be labeled, but what can I do? Right? So instead of taking it lying down, fight it. Have them call us at 855-4-CANINE-PROS, and we will help them. The fact of the matter that if we're able to reach more of these dogs, we won't have all these dogs being labeled dangerous dogs. We won't have dogs being euthanized, and we won't have families having to give up their dogs or face, you know, horrible lawsuits. In my opinion, I think that when dogs are left alone and you leave them alone and it's the best dog in the world and they're good with the family and they're great with everybody else, well, that's awesome. But unfortunately, when you have a lot of people, you know, they have a little kid that's running out of control, the kid runs up, grabs onto a dog or whatever is happening, like this happened at this, I mentioned last week, the problem is parents aren't taking responsibility. People aren't taking responsibility. When a child gets bitten by a dog in a home and somebody did something wrong, the dog shouldn't be the one to be euthanized. The dog shouldn't be the one who faces death. Not that I think the people should, but why are kids being left unattended at an adoption event? That shouldn't be. Why are children jumping on dogs? There was a very famous kind of crazy one, a Rottweiler, with a little kid, maybe 2 years old, big fat kid, bouncing on this dog's ribs, where the dog looks like it almost has cracked ribs. Why is that video out there? That Rottweiler should have absolutely taken the biggest chunk out of that kid, and the one who should have been sued is the idiot owner who let that happen, and the moron of a parent who should have his children removed from him for letting a child jump on a dog and be abusive to him. But who's the one who always gets the bad part? It's always the dog. Kill the dog. Why don't we start holding people responsible for what they do? Why don't we change the way the world is? If a dog bites somebody, don't put the dog under restrictions. Put the owners under restrictions. Put the neighbors under restrictions. If your kid was riding a bike on my property and my dog chases your kid off the property and it's still on the edge of my property, then why would it be, not that this ever happened to me, but why would that be my fault? But I've seen that. I've seen that over and over again where the dog, you know, chases a kid or chases the mailman. Dog doesn't understand that the mailman is getting paid to bring mail. The dog knows that, oh, my God, somebody's trying to hurt my mommy and daddy. Somebody's trying to get into my house. I better not let them. That's where the problem is. So let's reconsider the whole way of dogs. Let's do the following. First of all, let's stand together as the dog-loving public. Maybe you don't love pit bulls, but guess what? Slippery slope. Eventually, if they're banning one breed, they're going to ban others. And eventually, it's going to get down to your breed. And eventually, nobody's going to have dogs. You mark my words, it's going to happen. And it's a sad day when it does. But that's where we're heading. The other thing is, if you have small children or if you have a dog who you don't know or don't think he's going to be great with kids, put the dog in the other room when little kids come so you don't set your dog up for failure, and have the decency and the common sense to call United Canine Professionals, the 855-4-CANINE-PROS. We will help you. We'll work with the dog so that it doesn't happen. And just keep your eyes open. Help each other instead of trying to convict each other and get angry at each other. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. The 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you were referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, today we've been discussing breed-specific legislation and how you can be a part of the solution instead of the problem. But part of this is, if you do have a dog who people tend to be nervous around, like a large dog, and listen, I've got Rhodesian Ridgebacks up to 125 pounds, not my choosing, but one of my rescues, he's over 125 pounds, and he's not fat. He's just huge. You have Wyatt, who's 104 pounds, and most of mine are somewhere between 90 and 100 pounds. They're big dogs. I've seen people who literally grab their children, that, oh, my God, look at that big dog. But then when they see the demeanor of the dogs and how gentle they are, suddenly they're like, ask that lady if you can go pet that dog, because they can feel and see that the dogs have such a beautiful energy to them. So if you have one of those breeds, one of those, like, dangerous breeds, that kind of, the pit bulls, the Rotties, the Dobies, what is German Shepherds, be an ambassador. Consider doing the best you possibly can for those dogs by making your dogs examples for everybody. In other words, don't think about it that you're going to, like, oh, I want my big, tough dog. People are already afraid of your dog. They're afraid of certain breeds. So do what I do. Make your dog the ambassador. Work with the dog. Listen to my show all the different weeks so that we're able to start teaching the dogs to be a good ambassador. It's kind of like the AKC has a great thing called Meet the Breeds. We've done that quite a few times. And it's always funny because people come up to our Rhodesian Ridgebacks and they're like, wow, they're really nice. We thought they'd be vicious because they kill lions. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, they don't kill lions. Actually, amazingly, my Rhodesian Ridgebacks have kept lions from being in New Jersey for more than 29 years. My Ridgebacks have not allowed a single lion in this state, and I'm really proud of that. So they don't have to kill lions anymore because the lions are so scared of them that they won't even come to the state. Oh, come on. I mean, really, people? Yes, certain dogs and certain breeds do have more of a propensity to be unpredictable, and we're not talking about them, but those of you who have those good dogs, you have a Pitty, you have a Rottie, you have a dog that people tend to think is a bad dog. Turn that dog into an ambassador. Now, how can you do that? By, first of all, putting your dog on either a gentle leader or on a non-shock collar, non-bar collar, non-prong collar, or choker chain, because that's like the stereotype. People always, oh, yeah, look at that big, scary dog with that big, scary prong collar. He must be bad. No, put him on a smaller, put him on a little show lead. Put him on a gentle leader. Put him on something that the dog doesn't look big and mean and scary. And I'm not telling you to take your aggressive dog, if he's aggressive, and go bring him to a nursery school. But don't let the dog run ahead of you. Don't let him lunge at other people or other dogs or at birds or at cats or whatever. Teach him. Get a copy of my book. Honestly, my book, I've had that literally thousands and thousands of copies sold. My book tells you how to turn your dog into the best dog in the world. Yes, it's going to talk about genetics. Yes, it's going to talk about perception. It's definitely going to talk about my openness about not liking the people who are breeding mixed breed dogs because you're only doing it for money. And yes, I'm very open about that. But it will help you to understand how dogs think. Why is your dog pulling on the leash? Why does he have to be ahead of you? The reason he has to get ahead of you is because he's the leader. Like I tell people, and this is my trademark words here, but he's driving the school bus. Your dog thinks he's driving the bus. If you're sitting in the bus, the driver's seat, then your dog can't drive the bus. But if you sit in the back of the bus, don't be surprised when your dominant breed dog decides he's going to drive the bus. So stop letting your dog be in charge. It's not being mean to correct a dog and to teach him, hey, knucklehead, don't do that. But the problem is that the perception of the general public with certain breeds, and this is where we get problems, is that the breed is defective or the breed is not, for whatever reason, capable of the same things that other breeds are capable of. So you do the right thing, and you make your dog an example. Okay, so how can we make our dog an example? Well, this goes into my next thing, which is an email from a lovely lady in Southern California. And she asked, she is trying to get her dog certified as a therapy dog, but she has a very large, I won't say the breed, but it's one of those breeds that you would never think you would bring near children or near anybody. And what she's done is she's tried to bring the dog. It's just an amazing individual dog. The dog is very gentle. The dog is great with kids. It's great with other animals. It's non-reactive. It's an exceptional one of its breed. I'm not going to tell you the breed. And no, it's not a pit bull, but it's much larger than that. So we have a dog who's very gentle. She's not allowed, according to what she's writing in the email, she's been denied access, even though her dog is a trained, certified through whatever, you know, local certification, and that's a whole other thing. But you can see this is a great dog. She actually attached some videos, and this is a nice, well-behaved dog. So she's being denied access into the hospitals and nursing homes because they won't let that breed in. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's just crazy. If the dog has a certification, it should be allowed in. Now, yes, there are hopefully going to be more strict and stringent requirements for dogs to be therapy dogs or service dogs. I know with Merlin's Kids, my foundation, merlinskids.org, you can have your dog trained to be a service dog if you have a medical condition or something that would warrant having a service dog. And you can have your dog trained and help to train your dog to be a therapy dog. So those are all, you know, obviously wonderful, wonderful things that you can do. But the issue is, if your dog passes those tests, you should not ever be denied access based on what your dog's breed is. Your dog's already proven himself. That's the exception. What a lot of you guys do, though, is you'll kind of joke, oh, be careful, you know, he's dangerous, he doesn't like kids. You don't have to say that. Don't tell people, oh, my dog doesn't like kids. Fix it. Call one of us at United Canine Professionals. You can contact us. Make sure your dog is on good nutrition. He's on NuVet vitamins. The NuVet, you know, that's like the best thing in the world. It keeps them real strong and healthy. You can, you know, order the NuVet Plus wafers for dog. Order code 40560, 40560, so you can order them and get the 15% off. Make sure your dog has the best dog food in the world with no corn, wheat, and soy. And just generally, don't make it, like, bring attention to the fact if your dog isn't behaving. Just say, oh, yeah, he's playful today. Don't say, oh, yeah, he didn't like that guy that just passed. Because now you're giving that public perception that your dangerous breed is continuing to be dangerous. We want to change the public perception about dogs in general. And we want to definitely change breed-specific legislation so that people don't have to be faced with a choice of either moving out of their house or giving up their dog because they have one of these dogs. Well, unfortunately, it's time to go, but come back next week. I promise to be as spirited next week. And please take care of your dogs, for the love of dog. Bye-bye.